the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Good morning. I'm hoping today that we all go home with a message, one message. I already have my message this morning. My message this morning is, all good children by their mother's Mother's Day cards. I have a job to do on the way home. Oh, I feel so guilty this morning. I know my brother will have done better than I did. So I feel a little guilty this morning. I come to you this morning with a message from God's Word. For me, it's one of the most challenging bits of Scripture that I've read this year. But I'm guessing that it's one that you know well. So if you have your Bibles in front of you, can I ask you to put them away? Sorry. I have a wicked sense of humor. But it's kind of important to me that we don't try to follow today's Bible reading. Because I find that as you try to follow the Bible reading, you do what I do, which is you start thinking of other things. And you start looking to see what happened before and what happened after. And you check to make sure I got every word right. And really what I want you to do this morning is to stop and to think about the story that I'm just about to read you. And it is a nice little story. Story meaning a little part of the life of Jesus. And actually a little part of the life of Jesus right towards the end. It's the last thing we read about Jesus doing before he heads to Jerusalem for the final time, for the last week where the Last Supper happens and Jesus is tried and crucified and resurrected. We're going to look at the last thing he does. Are you ready? Just listen and try and imagine this happening. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man there by the name of Zacchaeus, he was a tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he couldn't see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." Is that a passage you know well? That's three of us. Did you hear the word interactive before we started? Let me ask that question again. Is that a passage you know well?
Yes.
Good. Can you turn to the person next to you and tell them exactly what I just told you? As best as you can, word for word. Now, when you turn to the person next to you to tell that passage word for word, you'll probably find yourself wanting to spend the next minute deciding who goes first. So I'm going to tell you who goes first. It's the older one. Okay? The older shall lead the younger. I don't care who you are, whether you are 6 years old or whether you are 92 years old. You're going to turn to the person next to you, and I want you to spend the next 1 minute retelling that story, and I smile knowing that this is going to be absolutely useless on a podcast. But are you ready? Away you go. If you are still telling the story, it's because you're making it up. Now, let me tell you the story again. Because when you hear it this time, you might hear it differently. Because you'll find yourself saying, no, I didn't say that. And no, I missed that bit as well. And when I said such and such, that wasn't actually in the Bible. So let's try it again. Are you ready? Are you going to listen again this time with fresh ears? Jesus entered Jericho. Did you start there, by the way? Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, he has gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said, look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. Can you turn to the person next to you? And can the younger person do a better job than the older person? You have 1 minute. Okay, I'm afraid your time is up. I have this strange thought. Wouldn't it have been funny if after a minute you'd all just stopped at the same word? Wouldn't that have been just the most amazing thing? You'd all got it exactly word for word. I remember watching a guy a little while ago, a little guy from Hong Kong who I met, who started telling me stories from the Bible. And he said, isn't it interesting? When you try to do this, you find you start adding stuff of your own. And I guess many of us would say, and I as somebody who works full-time teaching people about the Bible, I would say this is like not only the most important book, but one of the most important things I own in my life. And yet, I don't know it well enough to tell a single story really well. It's kind of interesting, even one of the most famous passages of Scripture, I still don't know it that well. I still couldn't tell you the story of the Last Supper. I still couldn't tell you the story of the crucifixion word for word. because I don't know whether I've taken it quite that seriously in the past. I just kind of say, well, it says something like this. Well, now you've gone through the story three times. When we go through it for a fourth, you'll know it really well. Jesus entered. Very good. And was passing through. In other words, he was on his way to Jerusalem. He was passing through. He knew that he was coming towards the end of his life. He was going the route that he would have gone, being a northern man, bless him, from the north through Jericho to Jerusalem. That's the main road. So he was on his way from through Jericho, and he was passing through. A man was there by the name of?
Zacchaeus.
He was a?
Jesus.
Very good. When you think of Zacchaeus, what do you normally think of? He's a little man. But it starts off by describing him as a? That's different to a tax collector, right? In Jesus' day, a tax collector's people who were really well thought of or not well thought of? Not well thought of. How many people do you think liked tax collectors in those days? Do you know what a tax collector is? I'll tell you what a tax collector is. I was thinking about this just this morning. A tax collector is a bit like, do you remember when you were at school and there was a horrible kid at school who bullied people and took money off them? A tax collector is not the bully. A tax collector is somebody who goes up to the bully and says, why are you bothering to bully little children? Let me do that for you, and I will give you the money and keep a little bit for myself, and it'll save you all the bother. And then he has the cheek to go to the kid that he bullies and says, it would have happened to you anyway. I'm nicer than the other guy. Do you get the idea? He's like decided he's going to be the bully's assistant. A tax collector is not a well-liked man. What's a chief tax collector? A successful, not well-liked man. I've got to be careful how I ask this question, because your boss might be here. But do you like your boss? A tax collector was not liked by most people. A chief tax collector was not liked by most people and the tax collectors. How disliked was this man? And how else is he described? A chief tax collector and was? Boo. We're all skint because this guy's taken our money. And this guy is a chief tax collector and was wealthy. Then it says, he wanted to see who Jesus was. Why? Why did he want to see who Jesus was? What's Jesus done so far? You tell me some of the things Jesus has done so far that Zacchaeus would have thought, I want to see him. He's turned water into wine. I would like to meet a man who could do that. That would be the greatest thing. That was like the first thing Jesus did. What else do you think he would like to meet him for? What other things do you think he's done that people would say, that's fantastic? Oh, go on, it's just me and you. Oh, you're very good. Did you hear that? Fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. You know, it's even better than that, because it wasn't just 5,000 people, it was 5,000 men and all the women and all the children. It could have been like 15 or 20,000 people with a tiny amount of food. Those of us who are adults, how many of the disciples can you name? Let's have a go. Who's the most famous one? Maybe Peter, okay, good start. Any others? John, good one. I'm going to stop at one I just heard over here. Matthew, what was Matthew's job? Why did Zacchaeus want to meet Jesus? I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. But I wonder whether he thought, blimey, this guy likes tax collectors and everybody likes him. I've got to see this. That's fantastic. I don't know whether that's true, but what I do know is Jesus has done amazing things, and this guy Zacchaeus wants to see him. So he, what did he do? He had to do two things in order to see Jesus because he couldn't see over the crowd. What did he do? What two things? Shout them out for me. He ran ahead and he climbed a tree. Both of them, bad idea if you wear a robe. And that's all you wear. Now, if you run in a robe, it kind of flaps about. You show your ankles and your maybe even your calves. That's an embarrassment for a Jewish man in those days. You show a lot more if you climb a tree. Zacchaeus climbs a tree in his robe, and when he gets to the top of the tree, he's there. Why is he there? Well, the passage says, since Jesus was coming that way. He can see that Jesus is coming past, and he thinks, I can't see, I'm only little. If I run ahead and I climb a tree, maybe I'll see Jesus on the way past. He's kind of willing to embarrass himself to see Jesus. Does make me wonder when the last time I was willing to embarrass myself about Jesus. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, what did he say? Zacchaeus, come down immediately. What do you think he was really saying? Zacchaeus, for goodness sake, come down immediately. Oh, come down immediately. What does the song say? Do you remember the song when you were little children? I am coming to your house for tea. It doesn't say that in the Bible. What it says in the Bible is, I must stay at your house today. Can you imagine meeting somebody and them saying, and your name is, lovely to meet you, I'm going to come and stay at your house. How does Zacchaeus respond to, I must stay at your house? How does he respond? What's the next verse say? So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. What do you think's happening in the heart of Zacchaeus? Think of Zacchaeus and how well he was dealt with by all the local people. They didn't like him. He took their money. He was the bully's assistant. He's not a nice guy. And when Jesus meets him and says, Zacchaeus, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to stay with you today, Zacchaeus greets him warmly. Why? Because nobody else greets him like that. Jesus deals with a man who nobody else wants to deal with. All the people saw this. And what did they do? Mutter, 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 mutter. Mutter, mutter, mutter. All the people began to mutter. He has gone to be what? A guest of a sinner. What should Jesus have done? He should have stayed in my house. Shouldn't have stayed in that fella's house. He's a disgrace. If Jesus came today, which one of your houses should he stay in? None of them. Because none of you are like this guy. What was Jesus trying to find? Who was he looking for? The lost. Jesus spent his time seeking and saving the lost. But as all these people are muttering and they're saying that he's going to be a house of a sinner, Zacchaeus stood up and said, look, Lord, here and now, this is brilliant, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. When you see that, do you see the same as me? He's actually giving it away as he's speaking. He's saying, look, 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 I'm giving it away now. Look, look, I'm giving it away. Did anybody ask him to do that?
No.
Why did he do it? Why did he give all his stuff away? It says earlier on that these people are saying that he's a sinner. He's a sinner because he's been taking our money and giving it to the enemy. He's taken it off the Jewish people and given it to the Romans. That's a terrible thing to do. And he's convicted. When he meets with Jesus, he's convicted. What does he think of his money now? Worthless. When people meet with Jesus, they give stuff away. When people meet with Jesus, they say, you know what? I am no longer interested in the stuff I was interested before. That's why all of us drive really poor cars and have bad houses, right? By the way, I have a nice house and a nice car. I'm as guilty as everybody else. The Word of God is not here to challenge you. It's here to challenge me and you together. Zacchaeus stood up and said, look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody, you can hear the sniggering happening around the muttering people, if I have cheated anybody, I pay them back how much? Four times the amount. I am keeping half in order to pay all those people that I've cheated, and he's willing to give it away. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is what? A son of Abraham. Do you know what that means? It means he's part of the family. He was part of the family. He was a Jewish man. He was taking the money and giving it away to another nation, to the Roman nation, but Jesus welcomes him back in to part of the family. For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. I got some simple questions for you. You ready? Question number one. What's your favorite part of that story? Tell the person you told the story to earlier on. What's your favorite part of that story? Which bit do you think is the best bit? Turn and tell the person next to you. Okay, you both had a go? Question two. Is there a bit of the story that you find not very pleasant? Quite a challenge to you? A bit that you kind of wish wasn't in the Bible, because when you read it you think, oh, that kind of challenges me. Tell the person next to you. Okay, let's see if we can collect one or two of those answers in. So far, we've asked two questions. One is, what did you like? And another one is, what didn't you like? So, can anybody tell me what they like about this story? What's their favorite part of this story? I'm guessing they're all going to be different, yes. Yeah, Jesus knew his name. It's an interesting one. There's a good chance, though, he is not just a tax collector. He's a chief tax collector. This is not the first time Jesus has been through Jericho. Jericho is the city that you have to go through. And actually, when you go through places, the tax collectors stop you and take money off you. Does make you wonder, doesn't it? When they all turned up, did Judas have to get the money out and hand it over to Zacchaeus? Did they all know each other? Did Matthew kind of have a word with him and say, come on, be nice to us. Don't charge us too much as you go through. But certainly, he knows his name and he deals with him by name. What else do you like about the passage? Oh, go on. I heard a voice and I'm going to come running. Could you put your hand up so I can see you? Ah, bless you. Yeah, the guy was saved. Isn't it interesting, though, that he doesn't in the passage ask for forgiveness, and he doesn't say he prayed the prayer, but we can kind of understand that there has been a complete change in this guy's life. Now, there's bits that are missing that we would love to read. That's one of the bits that I find hard. I wish there was more detail in this passage. So we could say, you see, he did say what he was supposed to say, and he did say that he was sorry for what he'd done in the past, and he did say to Jesus that he wanted him to help him with it. But he was completely changed by meeting Jesus once. I love that. I love the fact that any of my friends who currently don't know Jesus only need to meet him once. And if they meet him once, their life will be completely changed. What else do you like? Anybody else? Oh, you're just trying to keep me fit, aren't you? Go on. I could do with it, though. Yes. That he cared about the people in the end. See, Zacchaeus at the beginning used to take money off people, and at the end, what does he do? He gives it to people. He kind of gets it because he was made to be a good man. He was made by God. He was made as part of the family. And when he's welcomed back in, oh, what a change. I'm just jealous. One more. Any goods or bads? Oh, I've got a hand over there. Go on, you tell me. Yeah, I really like that. I really like the fact that, see, Jesus kind of says, I'm coming, but he welcomes him, and he's so pleased to be asked by Jesus, or to be told by Jesus, that he's so glad. I have a final question for you. Final question is, if we believe that the Bible is a book that was written for us, and if we believe that today I really am right to bring a passage to you that has been on my heart for the last few weeks, why did God bring this passage to you today? What is it within this passage that should be impacting your life? What is it in this passage that should be impacting my life? Have a think on that for the next few seconds. Because for me, this is not the first time I've considered this passage. Because 2 weeks ago in our house group, I said, I'm due to go to Exeter soon, and I'd like to look at a passage called The Story of Zacchaeus. So can we practice it this week? And then next week, we'll practice it again. So we practiced it for 2 weeks. We've spent 2 hours looking at this passage, and I've learned a couple of things. Number one, I'm the guy who mutters. In the passage where they mutter, and nobody's willing to stand up and say, he's a sinner! I'm the one who's saying it to the person next to me, saying, oh, we don't want anything to do with the likes of them. That's me. And the second thing I've learned is that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. And quite often, I spend my days not seeking. I just spend my days doing stuff. That's what God's been teaching me. What about you? All of a sudden, the questions are more difficult, aren't they? What I want us to do is I just want to give ourselves a few seconds. If you think you know, then give us a shout.
God can reach anyone, however old they are.
Yeah. No matter what's been done in the past, God can reach, longs to reach, seeks out those who are lost. No matter who they are, whether it be us, or whether it be the person who we don't like. You know, there are some people who drive me mad. You might be sat there thinking, Zacchaeus is not a biblical character. I know him and I work for him. You might be thinking, Zacchaeus is not a biblical character. I go to school with him. He sits next to me in biology classes. If you know a Zacchaeus, God can reach him too. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you give us your word, not just as a book of history, but as a reminder that we have things that we need to do while we're here on earth. Jesus' task, he says in this passage of Luke, is to seek and save what was lost. Father, we ask you now to put on our hearts the name of somebody who is a Zacchaeus for us. Somebody who is lost. Somebody who we should be seeking to see saved. Lord, help us not to be the mutterers of this world. Help us to be those who are like Jesus, willing to seek out those who are lost, willing to welcome ourselves to spend time with them. Show them care. Show them love. Show them you. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.